My grandpa kept a box in his attic for over 70 years. It contained his entire experience as a soldier during World War II. These are the letters he sent home. Hello, and welcome to Airmail from Dip. Fort Sill, Oklahoma, January 26th, 1943. Dear Mom and Dad, sorry to be so late in writing, but it has just been impossible up to now. I didn't realize it was possible to keep so many men so busy so continuously. Wow. They've really been laying it to us. We are so busy bucking ourselves up, we don't even get time to study, much less write letters. I haven't much time right now either. They're slapping a big exam at us tomorrow on administration and military law. I'll just give you a resume, and then write a more detailed letter this weekend. We left Bragg on Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. on a bus and rode to Southern Pines about 40 miles away, where we caught the Seaboard line. The trip was a long one, both in time and distance. Went through South Carolina, Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Arkansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma. How's that for cover in the South? We had a 16-hour layover in Springfield, Missouri, from 8 a.m. Friday morning till 1 a.m. Saturday morning. We certainly had a great time during those few hours of freedom. First of all, we headed for the YMCA and had a bath and swim. Then a clothes press at the tailor shop. Then a good meal. From there, we did some roaming around town and went bowling. Later in the afternoon, we went up to the USO in town and promoted a dance for the evening. The USO got hold of a bunch of cute gals and gave us a dance that night. Met a very lovely little gal, a blonde, who was one of the best dancers I've met down here in the Deep South. I expect to correspond with her if time permits. Saturday afternoon at about 3 p.m., we pulled into Fort Sill. That's as far as I'll go this time. I'll write you Sunday all about the events of the week. Let it suffice now that I'm feeling swell and spirits are still high, although this place is rough. Right soon, I could use a letter. Love, Dorrance. This project is created by me, Christian Olson, with audio production by my brother Eric at Olson Media. The piano music is performed and arranged by my other brother, Jonathan. For more information, follow along at airmailfromdip.com. And for more photographs, follow Airmail from Dip on Facebook and Instagram.